The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
The Chad Olson Show.
Conservative legend Phyllis Schlafly, welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Hello, Chad. Always good to talk to you.
Former presidential advisor, author, and comedian Ben Stein, welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
How are you, sir? And I appreciate those very kind words, and I'm humbled.
Colorado Congressman Bob Beaupre, welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Great to be talking to you again, Chad. Happy New Year, since we haven't spoken yet this year.
International evangelist and author Ray Comfort, welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Well, thank you for having me on. You've set the bar fairly high there, Chad.
Author and international television host Sid Roth, welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Oh, it's my privilege, Chad.
South Dakota Lieutenant Governor Matt Michaels, welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
It's a privilege to be with you, Chad, and hello to all the listeners. Thank you for having me on.
Radio and television host Todd Friel, welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Dude, you are as smooth as butter. I am so glad to meet you. I'm so glad you're there.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
Hi, good morning. This is Dr. Zelenko. I'd like to give you a biology lesson. There are many viruses in the world, and we categorize them based on their genetic material. And so there's a class of viruses called single-stranded RNA viruses. And some of those viruses include all the COVID strains, COVID-19, influenza virus, RSV virus, Marburg virus, Ebola virus, Hanta virus.
Well, you can see the toll that is taken standing up for truth in this age of utter and absolute deceit, deception, intellectual dishonesty, and the crapulence on the part of our opponents in their willingness to destroy individuals personally, privately, publicly, and financially. Anybody who's willing to speak out and speak the truth in this time is vilified and castigated, roasting and stewing and marinating as we are in the mass mental illness petri dish of this most noxious age of humanity. This is, when it comes to just... interpersonal idiosyncrasy, this is the worst version of humanity that any of us has ever lived through. There is no honor, there is no there's no denouement, there's no respect given for folks like Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who talks about just the basics of human immunological response and has been sounding the alarm very, very long time in the COVID-19 outbreak, talking about just the basics of vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C and the necessity of what these various treatment protocols are able and capable of doing. And if there was an honest access to any of the conversation in the medical field, then ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine would be right at the front. Any of the quinolones or the antimalarials would have been at the very forefront of their, at the very least, their testing, if not outright prescriptive, to try to get a handle on this pandemic and try to save as many lives as they possibly could. But it was never about that. It was always about the administration of the second half of the binary bioweapon, the administration of the mRNA vaccines for reasons that we understand and know and are becoming more understandable by the day, and for the still shadowy and unarticulated motivations, some of which we've explored in their potential right here on this program. Told you from the beginning about, you know, such things as interference with the vasopressin response in the human animal, and the way that vasopressin is a helper molecule for another just absolutely crucial neurotransmitter, one dealing specifically with species preservation and generalized esteem for your fellow man. I'm not making any of this up. It's published psychological science. You can find the article at ShadOlsonShow.com. It's entitled The Vasopressin Love Link. Just do a search for that. Vasopressin Love Link. You'll find the article. The bibliography is intact, and the studies that I've linked to in that article spell it out in detail. If the vasopressin response is as effective on the cerebral level as it is in the alveoli level of the lung, where it interferes with the those micropressors and what happens inside the alveoli to inhibit the gas exchange, the CO2, O2, stripping of the carbon atom and the infusion of oxygenated blood into the body, in the bloodstream, if it's as effective in the brain as what it's doing on a cellular level inside the lung, it has the ability then to handcuff those little molecules and very possibly implicate and infringe and impinge on our ability even to love each other, to respect and hold in mutual esteem, mutual worth and value our fellow human being. And I postulated to you, what are the chances that's an accident? What are the chances that something like that would be just an accidental artifact in this kind of a deployment? Or could that possibly be one of the main imprimatur, one of the driving objectives of what it is that they've deployed? Are we children in the face of this? Do we really need the primer and explanatory to be able to figure out what it is that they've done in trying to make us less human? Make us less caring about one another, to make we the people less dependent on the we and more concerned with the I. We've spent a lot of time on that. Vladimir Zelenko coming out, Dr. Zelenko coming out recently, a brand new video, and he talks about these other RNA polymerase viruses, which include some of the scariest bugs on the planet. I mean, they've written multitude books, and there have been very scary movies that have been made based on outbreaks of hemorrhagic fever, whether it's Lassa or Marburg or Ebola. The crown jewel, understand the way that this fits into the context and narrative of depopulation and the climate cult and doing things that are good for the earth by getting rid of the virus that is the human race, as they told us in The Matrix. The crown jewel in their exploratory of these viruses and their tweaking and their playing in the toy box of mRNA gain-of-function research has always been something that has the perspicacity, the symptomology, the phenology, as it were, of a hemorrhagic fever bug, a nightmare bug, slate wiper in humans, 99% death rate, 95% death rate, of something like a Marburg or an Ebola, but with a transmissibility of the SHC-014 spike protein. That's in open research and publication. Dr. Eric Pionka, biologist, zoologist at previously University of Texas, stuck his foot in his mouth for being too open and honest about this at one point in his career. You can look all of this up. Eric Pionka talking about the effectiveness of the possibility and what the promise would be of a virus with the killing potential of an Ebola, but with airborne transmissibility. And what a wonderful thing that would be if it were to come into infective fruition. That has been the crown jewel. That's the objective. And I, ladies and gentlemen, as we hear about the outbreaks of this hemorrhagic fever that apparently has been inflicting or infecting some people in the outskirts of the now completed 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing, the celebration of the Communist Chinese Party, the COVID-19 Olympics, complete with little traitor Eileen Gu and her propaganda ploy operation for the Communist Chinese Party, being the darling of the games, even by NBC News, NBC Sports. Ridiculous spectacle that it has been. That's a whole other topic, but we heard about the hemorrhagic fever outbreak instantaneously. This is what Dr. Zelenko is talking to, and he makes notice, and let's just play this quickly as we close out this hour of the broadcast. He talks about the importance of zinc and getting enough zinc ionophores into your bloodstream to supercharge and to empower your immune system with what amount to armor-piercing rounds. Zinc ionophores can penetrate the cytoplasm in the cell wall. They have the ability to do that to invading pathogens and just electrochemically zap them and destroy them when they enter your body. That's why zinc is so effective as a countermeasure against not just COVID-19, but any invading pathogen. It supercharges your immune system, very good for any kind of infection. That includes acne. You might have remembered your mother telling you to take a zinc tablet back when you were a teenager reaching for the Clearasil. It still works, and this is Dr. Zelenko's latest outlay as he talks about the importance of zinc.
There are a few others. The point being is that they all are single-stranded RNA viruses that use the same common pathway in making copies of their genetic material.
RNA polymerase.
That's something called RNA-dependent RNA polymerase. That's what I've been talking about for the last 2 years in the context of COVID-19. But if we extrapolate that to think more broadly, then it's the same mechanism of treatment using zinc ionophores and zinc could inhibit all the strains of COVID-19, influenza virus, RSV virus, Ebola virus, Marburg virus, and hantavirus. This has tremendous amount of national security implications.
So what he's saying is that we all need to be diligent about dosing up on our zinc. Make sure that your blood levels of that nutrient are at their absolute peak, and you'll do yourself a lot of favor in not being as susceptible to whatever it is that they're going to send out of the bioweapons laboratories next, if they have not already launched it for maximum dispersal in the process of the Olympic Games. We keep a watchful eye on reports of these outbreaks, and we'll certainly be scanning all of that to make sure that we don't miss when the outbreak actually begins, and where and how, whether it's a crash of a monkey truck where the woman, apparently one of the women involved, develops symptoms and the rest of it. They have all of this scripted out. Don't believe for a second. The same way they have the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines already on hand. I believe they've done that with the antidote for airborne Ebola, airborne Marburg, airborne Lassa fever, some kind of hemorrhagic bug that is probably next in the tube to be rolled out. Slate wiper for humanity. These people love the idea of championing the extermination, extinction of the human race. What a wonderful funeral pyre tribute to Molech that would be if they could just eliminate all of humanity in the process. To love the planet. Find the podcast, www.chadolsonshow.com. This is the SOS Radio Network.
South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! What are you, some kind of nutcase?
We're more than you'll ever know.
The Chad Olson Show.